Not back to school camp, the summer camp. As the days shorten and young people put down their summer glee for backpacks, books, and boredom, a group of teenagers from across the country prepare to celebrate another year of not going back to school. Every year since 1996 in Bridge, Oregon, and 2002 in Plymouth, Vermont, about 100 youth gather to learn and socialize with other unschoolers at the Not Back to School Camp. Because our trip was in the spring, we couldn't attend the camp or meet with campers, but we got to have a conversation with the founder, Grace Llewellyn, who popularized unschooling with her book, The Teenage Liberation Handbook, How to Quit School and Get a Real Life in Education. After spending several years as a public school teacher, a dissatisfied Llewellyn came across writer John Holt and set out to write a book for teenagers based on a radical critique of education and the concept of unschooling. The handbook spread like wildfire, speaking to teenagers who felt trapped in the classroom.
When we have those kinds of fears that are just the fears we carry because we live in this society, it helps to name them and then to just look at them and gently dissect it and see, oh, actually, this dragon isn't really such a dragon. The key is changing your mind about how you see, who you see as responsible for your life, who you see as ultimately in charge of your learning.
Published in 1991, it sold 20,000 copies in the first 7 years and has since been reprinted and distributed all over the globe. Young people across the board are transforming their minds and their lives because of it.
I get lots of mail from kids who say pretty much that. I read your book and I'm still in school, but I see it differently and that makes all the difference.
Thousands of young people have quit school after reading her book, seeking learning experiences in the world around them.
They often seem very plugged into their community. You know, they're volunteering at their local food co-op, or at the library, or they're helping some musician down the street organize his music collection, or the kids are often going with their parents to their places of work. Part of what they're wanting out of unschooling is to break down the barriers between life and learning, so they really want to give their kids more access to the world.
As numbers of unschoolers increased, Grace saw the need for a space where they could bond together and share their experiences. So she started the Not Back to School Camp.
Not everyone knows other unschoolers where they live, so it's an opportunity for them to meet other people doing what they're doing. In Oregon, they come from everywhere. They come from all over the country. I'm sure we've had every state represented and all across Canada, occasionally Australia. But the East Coast camp, which we just started 4 years ago, tends to be more East Coast people.
For a week, the young people swim, hike, play sports, stay up late talking, and teach each other in workshops on topics ranging from car engine repair to kung fu to human digestion. And every night, they share their talents and creativity at a talent show.
It's a really radically different social environment from any of your typical teenage social environments. And it really shows in those talent show moments. They're just really sweet to each other.
13 years after the first Not Back to School camp, there are many more resources for unschoolers, from online forums to homeschool groups and resource centers. Grace sees the importance of spaces like the camp for supporting young people, but likes to focus on unschoolers who are integrating themselves into their diverse community.
Whenever you're finding somebody, oh, you already think the way I do, so okay, we can be a club. I don't see that as terribly radical. I see it as great because in those kinds of havens, you have the safety like you do amongst yourselves. It's one thing and one very important thing to be able to share that in our little community, but to go out in the world and still be that person, to embody those same ideals when you're talking with the people in your neighborhood, those are the real tests, I think.